Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Unplugged by Gordon Corman. Performed by AJ Beckles, Maxwell Glick, Vikas Adam, Reba Burr, Sarah Mallow Christensen, and Barrett Letty. One. Jet Baranov. Matt says I could see the majestic beauty of the American Southeast if I'd bother to glance out the window. So I glance. Clouds, I report. Whoop-de-doo. I've got all the majestic beauty I need right here. I've got a private plane cruising at 28,000 feet. I've got two flight attendants who bring me snacks and sodas every time they think I look hungry or thirsty. I've got super fast internet, even though we're flying way above any cell network. My phone connects to a system of satellites thanks to a tiny chip designed by Fuego, the tech company started by my father. Right now, the screen shows the selfie I just took, slightly enhanced using Fuego's state-of-the-art editing software. I add a caption, jet on a jet. If that's not meme-worthy, I don't know what is. With a swipe, I upload it to the Fuego app. Matt rolls his eyes when the image appears on his screen. He follows all my social media, but he's not a buddy. Warden might be a better word, or at least babysitter. My father, Matt's boss, put him in charge of keeping me out of trouble. That might be the hardest job in Silicon Valley right now. Quantum computing is patty cake compared with trying to make me do something I don't want to. That's kind of a point of pride with me. Jet on a jet? He challenges. Really? 60 grand a year for the finest schools and that's the best you can come up with? It's insightful commentary on my life, I insist. Dad loved this plane more than he loves me. He even named me after it. And the extra T stands for trouble, Matt adds, quoting my father's often repeated comment. Yes. The famous Vladimir Baranov, billionaire founder of Fuego, cracks dumb dad jokes like all the other fathers. The plane's official name is the Del Fuego. Our 40-acre compound in Silicon Valley is known as Casa del Fuego. You get the picture. I've named my toilet the Fuego Bowl. Back in December, I set off a bunch of cherry bombs in it to see if I could trigger the Fuego detector in the hall. Verdict, success. I also found out that our whole house is outfitted with emergency sprinklers. Vlad was pretty ticked off about that. How was I supposed to know? My family's all about Fuego, not agua. Come to think of it, that was just about when Matt began spending a lot more time in the company of his boss's son. Matt Louganis started out as a high-flying young programmer at Fuego. Lately, though, his job seems to be keeper. I feel a little bad about that. Matt signed on with Fuego to change the world, not to ride with me in the limo to school to make sure I actually get there, or to be an extra chaperone at the Halloween dance to prevent a repeat of the last Halloween dance, when I hired a local motorcycle gang to ride their Harleys into the gym. There were a lot of tall eighth graders last year, so it took a couple of minutes for the teachers to realize that the newcomers weren't actually students. Hey, I'm just having fun. Sometimes, you have to work at it. It's harder than it looks, you know. I have a saying. Fertilizer, meat fan. I originally had another word for the first part, but it already got me kicked out of my private school. My third in 3 years, by the way. My mother flew all the way back from Ulaanbaatar to straighten things out, starting with me. Vlad says what I really need is to find some friends. That's also harder than it looks. People expect me to be a stuck-up rich kid, so they stay away. Whatever. I've gotten pretty good at lone wolfing it. Too good, some people think. Bay Area Weekly just named me Silicon Valley's number one spoiled brat. Remember, we're talking about California. Think of all the other spoiled brats I had to beat out for that title. Vlad always says I should aim for the best. Besides, I've always got Matt. He's 27, but he still counts as a friend. I mean, I think he'd still hang out with me even if his boss didn't tell him to. Yeah, right. I'm sure he can think of a million things he'd rather do. The pilot makes an announcement to fasten our seatbelts and turn off all electronics. As usual, I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?